All right. So check this out. I saw myself drive by. I went on a brisk walk yesterday to get some fresh air. It was in the evening and not many cars were out and about. I was getting ready to cross an intersection when a single car, a white Toyota Corolla, was stopped at the light. I didn't cross because I looked in the car and I saw myself in the driver's seat. I was shocked, and it sent shivers down my spine. They had the same clothes that I was wearing, same jacket, same everything. I was frozen in place, and I gasped. All of a sudden, the person in the car, me, looks over directly at me and smiles and remains frozen in that state. They never blinked or moved at all, just a dead stare right into my face. The smile seemed to widen more and more with each second that went by, and I still couldn't move. The most terrifying fear came over me. I closed my eyes, and I could still feel them staring me down. I could hear my heart rapidly beating. I was short of breath, and a good 30 seconds has passed at this point. When I opened my eyes, I saw the red light had changed and the car was already up the road, having gone through the green light. I could hear the engine getting more faint as it drove on. Silence filled the air once more, and I was left with only the memory of what just happened. I took a deep breath. Shaken by my event, I quickly ended my walk and went back home. Wow, this is why I stay in so much. Just when I think I've seen it all. Never happened. This happened like 5 years ago. My stepdaughter was about 6 or 7 years of age, and although it did perplex me, I let it go because I didn't really believe it. There had to have been a logical explanation, i.e. a flawed recollection of events. But I was 100% sure, from my perspective, that I was not wrong. It's very simple and a very small moment. One evening, I tell my daughter to go take out the trash can at the end of the property because the next day it would be collected. At this time, she'd gotten her first iPhone and would pay attention to it more than her chores or tasks. So in the process, I see her walk to the trash can, grab it with one hand, and with her other hand, she pulls out her phone from her back pocket. She then starts making her way down the lawn towards the street, looking at her screen and struggling to maneuver the can properly at the same time. I can see her face illuminated by her phone, so I can tell she's not really paying attention to what she's doing. As she reaches the curb, naturally she has to allow it to roll off the curb onto the street pavement and place it to where the trash truck can reach for it. At this point, still focusing more on her phone, the trash can rolls off unevenly, tips over, and falls. Immediately, I think to myself to tell her something about the fact that she would have a much easier time if only she'd focus, and that she would definitely survive a moment without her phone. She puts the phone away and picks the trash can back up. When she gets back to the door, I begin telling her about this, and as I'm bothered by it, her mother interrupts and starts defending her. I told her about the fact that this was caused by her literally looking at her phone screen the entire time while lazily dragging the can in the other hand. Her mother looks at me and, upset, now says, "She doesn't even have her phone. What are you talking about?" My stepdaughter shows me that she didn't have it and then goes to get it from her room. But how? Of course she did. I could prove it. I mean, we have a front door camera. In our argument, I open up the app and play the moment in full screen. In the video, she walks out the door and you can see the back pockets have nothing in them. She grabs the trash can and she walks out of view. I clearly remember most of her face being lit up as she walked with her phone in hand, and yet she never had it. I don't see how I could have so drastically seen something so different from what evidence showed actually transpired, but yet I did. Stopped at a red light that didn't exist. I was reading through these and decided I would share the weirdest glitch that I've personally experienced. A few years back, I lived in a sober house, great group of guys that I actually got pretty close to. One night, a good friend that lived in the house with me and I went over to talk to a friend that had relapsed. We had a good conversation for about 2 hours. Around midnight, we decided it was getting late, and so we left. Instead of taking the thruway back, we decided to get some Wendy's and take the long way back. About 20 minutes into our drive, down a road that I had been on dozens of times, I suddenly see a light ahead of me turn red, and I have to come to a fairly quick stop. We both look up, and at the same time I see a cop taking a right-hand turn at the same intersection. We're both a bit relieved. Neither of us were deep enough into sobriety to shake that innate addict fear of cops. We're sitting there just chuckling to ourselves, and after 30 seconds, we're both looking up at the light and chatting. A whole minute goes by, and then two, and the light is still red. Which, by this point, we both make a comment on how long it's been red for. Immediately after this, there's suddenly headlights coming through my rear window. And I don't mean that they slowly faded in. I mean they were just there. A large SUV suddenly swerves by, laying on the horn and hollering something out his window. My friend and I immediately comment something like, "Look at this butthead blowing a red light and blaming us." And as we both looked up, we realize there is no red light. Not only is there no red light, but there's no lights at all. Above us is an empty intersection, 4 stop signs, and nothing else. We were both so creeped out, we looked at each other and said, "What the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?" His face was white. We got home after that without incident and never talked about it again. This was almost 4 years ago, and I've never forgotten that. We teleported? I joined Reddit and the sub a while ago because I think about my glitch experience at least weekly. I finally have enough karma to post it. Please, let me know what you think, because it's gonna drive me crazy to not understand what's going on. This was in 2016 or 2017. My friend and I were driving through a quiet and small neighborhood in Traverse City, Michigan. It was a rainy day, middle of the day, and we were stone cold sober. I feel like I need to say that to feel validated. We passed a street, and I mentioned something about our friend Ashley recently moving to a house on that street. And just for the sake of the story, I think it was Fern Street, or something like that. Next thing we know, we were stopped at a stop sign at a T in the road. An older model, olive greenish convertible, was turning left off the cross street, onto the street that we were stopped at. The guy driving it had to jerk his wheel super hard to avoid hitting us as he made the turn. It was like he didn't see us until he was halfway through his turn. I looked over at my friend, and she was already looking at me. I looked back outside and didn't recognize a damn thing. It was now a sunny day, and all of our entire surroundings were completely unfamiliar. My friend was like, "Han, I'm scared. Where are we?" And I kept asking her the same thing. I asked if she saw the car almost hit us, and she had, but neither of us knew where we were or what was happening. And suddenly, everything became familiar again. It was like our entire surroundings morphed into a recognizable intersection, and I was like, Oh my God, we're right near the Sail Inn, which was a bar that we knew. The weather was rainy again, and we knew the exact intersection that we were stopped at. I asked my friend what she remembered last before we got to the stop sign, and she said she remembered me talking about the Fern Street. That was the last thing that I remembered too, so we drove back to that street, and it was 3 blocks down the road. My friend hates being reminded of this day because it still scares the crap out of her, and it haunts me because I'm so fascinated by that experience, but I also just want to know what the F happened to my damn mind, body, and existence during those moments. The only thing I wish is that we knew what time it was and how long that lasted. It felt like it was slow and fast at the same time. I don't know, man. It's weird stuff that I'll probably die trying to understand. And this is why I have FOMO about dying. Weird wall in my house. This is kind of hard to describe, and I'm not even sure if this is the place for it, but it sure seems like a glitch to me, albeit a long-term and ongoing one. One of the walls in my house has a relatively large window downstairs and a large mirror upstairs. When you stand in front of either the mirror or the window, by the way, the window does the same thing whether you're inside or out, the reflections, they don't move correctly. I noticed it the day that we moved in when I was doing the washing up. I moved my head slightly sideways, and as I did so, the reflection of the wall behind me moved slightly diagonally up and down instead of just moving sideways. It's as though your eyes immediately feel distorted when you try and look at the reflection, and although it's perfectly in focus, it moves ever so slightly as though the tracking is off. I'm a carpenter, and I've checked the wall for plumb. It's not that. I've got loads of other windows and multiple other mirrors, and none of them do it. It's just on that one wall. But it seems to be the wall, or at least that plane itself, as it's both upstairs and down. Has anyone experienced anything similar, or have any thoughts? This Redditor includes an edit that says, "A reply to many. We've tried getting it on video, and it just doesn't come across. The rooms are only about 6 feet wide, so you can't get enough in shot to get the effect. And I'm not the only one who's noticed it. My other half and parents have noticed it too." There's a second edit that says, "We've hung multiple mirrors in the same spot. We've cleaned the window inside and out and used different lights to see if they affect it. No change. It's the wall they're on that seems to be causing whatever it is. I appreciate that this sounds like it should have a perfectly rational explanation, but I cannot for the life of me explain it. If it were just the mirror, or just the window, or if the wall were a few degrees off plumb, I'd just chalk it up to my brain playing tricks or optical illusions, but none of the above apply. I consider myself a man of science, and I can't explain this. Is this a glitch?" We watched a plane disappear. It was daytime, around 3 p.m., sunny and clear skies all day. As a frequent passenger, I look out the window and up at the sky pretty often. And on this day, they were driving and I was scrolling on my phone and occasionally sky watching. I noticed a plane. It was too small to see what exact airline, but it had a dark blue detailing, so maybe Delta or American, flying across the sky as I usually see any other time, and then I shifted my eyes to continue looking down at my phone. The way this happened so fast is really, it's unexplainable. And the very same second that I began to shift my eyes from the plane back down to my phone, it literally blinked out of the sky mid-flight. Literally, before my eyes fully landed back on my phone, I could still see it in my peripheral and saw it just disappear as if I blinked, but I hadn't. I didn't even fully register what happened until my friend also got frantic. She almost fully braked the car in the middle of the street. And we were in a residential neighborhood area, not on the highway, so we weren't going above 40 miles an hour, and she asked me if I had also just seen that. I didn't know that she had also been occasionally watching the plane go by, so I began looking around and the sky was completely clear. I even stuck my head completely out the window to verify what we had just seen, and the plane was seriously nowhere to be found. This was such a quick, simple glitch, like clicking refresh on a web page, the plane just blinked. I don't think I'll ever forget this. It was too wild. I look at the sky way too often to mistake this for a bird or a bug, and having a witness further solidifies this. This person includes an edit that says, "This was my first post here. I didn't know how to come prepared with specifics of my location and the time and date. I just came across this thread and wanted to share because I think about this every day. This isn't some mystery I put in here to be solved, so please don't ask me for my exact location, and I don't have the exact time to the minute. That's why I said around 3 p.m. Come on, guys. Leave Brittany alone." The wallet holding the debit card I had just used was found by an old friend nearly an hour away after I had just paid and left a store. So, I was 17 and stayed a few days at my best friend's house while not having had to do work in a few days. My home life was rough and in the opposite direction of my workplace, so rather than go to my mom's house and risk whatever that would entail, I opted to stop by Ross to buy some work clothes. I was a hostess at a nice-ish restaurant, but I didn't need anything really fancy. A button-up shirt and some slacks, really. I pulled the debit card from my wallet to pay and put the wallet back in my bag, and then I headed to work. I hadn't eaten, and I usually grabbed a soup and salad from work if I had time to do so. But when I reached into my bag, I couldn't find my wallet that I had used all of 20 minutes before this point in time. Just after, I got a call from an old friend who'd moved away maybe 6 months to a year prior. He told me he'd found my wallet in the parking lot of his apartment complex nearly an hour away. I met up with him after work halfway between the cities we lived in to get my wallet. It still had all of my cards, my cash, and my ID in it, but it had been folded entirely in half so that all the cards were useless, and I'd have to have all the plastic in there replaced. It was dirty and torn. I mean, obviously it was run over. But how did it travel 50 miles in 25 minutes, with time to have been lost and found in a random parking lot of a small town apartment complex that I've never been to, that a friend, coincidentally and thankfully a close friend, happened to live in? No one else from that town would have been able to find that ID and have my phone number on hand in order to call me so quickly. This was in the time of flip phones. They couldn't just find me online. We still talk from time to time about this glitch in the Matrix, so I was excited to have found this sub. First ever confusing moment in my life. I was in school and I went to the toilets to call someone. So I was on the phone and this kid walks in to use the toilet. He was about 5'10", chubby, blonde hair, blue glasses, and white. I'm a person that remembers faces really well. So, naturally, I leave the toilets to continue my call. Facing the door, not like 15 seconds after, literally the same kid enters the toilets. Now keep in mind, I'm still outside the toilet door on a phone, and no one has left the toilets. I was so confused at that moment, so after that kid went inside, I went back in to see if I was tripping. The dude was there alone. All alone. The toilet has only two stalls, and yeah, I did check them, with no one. I don't know if I got to see the future, or if it was something logical and explainable, but it was an exciting moment for me. Major glitch at the grocery store. I was shopping last week. Nothing exciting. I got the same things that I always get. A bunch of bananas and a bag of apples. This is important. I then pile all my groceries on top of that produce because I do produce first, like every normal person. I literally put a loaf of bread right on top of the naked bananas. When I got to the checkout, I unpack my groceries from the top of the cart. This was the only part of the cart that I used that day. And I get down to the produce, and in my cart is one bag of bananas in a produce bag, and one bag of apples, also in a produce bag. Here's the thing though, I never use produce bags, ever. I hate the way they feel, and I have never, ever, ever in my life put my bananas in one of those things. Also, I was never away from my cart. It's like the items are right, but packaged totally wrong. It's the weirdest thing ever, and either someone had the exact same items as me and somehow switched carts with me and I didn't notice, and it was in the seconds before I put the bread on top of the bananas, which didn't happen, or something else happened. I've never in my life ever thought that I must be living in a simulation, except for that moment. A glitch at the museum. It was spring of 1999 in New York City. I was spending the morning with my infant and toddler sons at the Museum of Natural History. We were in the lobby. I had the baby in an infant carrier on my chest. My 2.5-year-old was in the front seat of a double stroller. It was a well-made stroller, but the design was terrible. They don't even make strollers like it now. It was pretty much two full-size strollers, one in front of the other. It was too long and narrow and unwieldy and hard to manage. I was helping my son get out of the front seat. He was a well-coordinated, agile kid, so our move was I would put on all the brakes and then hold his hand as he stood on the stroller bar and jumped to the ground. Easy peasy. We'd been doing it for 2 months. Except this time it went wrong. I was holding his hand with one hand, my other arm around the baby on my chest. As he jumped, something went wrong with the brakes and the stroller swung out from under him mid-jump. His feet flipped up in the air and he was falling to the ground head first. I wasn't able to get my other hand free in time to catch him. It was paralyzingly terrifying. Everything was in slow motion and it seemed like it got dark and all the sound stopped. I watched him going head first for the solid stone floor of the lobby of the museum, with no way to stop it. And then, all at once, the sound came back and there he was, standing in front of me, safe and sound, with his feet on the ground. What the F? I was so stunned and shaken and felt like I was going to cry. As I hugged him and held him close, I was looking around to see if anyone had noticed anything strange, but everyone was just doing their thing. I guess I must have looked startled because he said, "What, Mommy?" I was so wigged out, I just couldn't talk about it. He's 27 now and doesn't remember any of it. But I really wish I had asked him then what he experienced. He was verbally precocious and had quite a lot to say at that age. I wonder what his answer would have been. I didn't believe in glitches before that. No possible way could that have happened without a full-on 100% glitch in the Matrix. These aren't my keys, and that isn't my locker. This happened about a year and a half ago, and it still creeps me out to this day. I had once gone to the gym I always go to, and upon arrival, I put my bag in a locker, I take out my locker's keys out of my wallet, and I lock it. I then put my keys in my phone case, as I usually do. Fast forward to an hour, and I drop my phone while working out. And since my keys were in my phone case, the phone case dislodged and the keys fell out. I picked them up and put them back in my phone case. No biggie. After I finish working out, I go to unlock my locker, and try as I might, I couldn't open the locker for the life of me. I was panicking, thinking that someone had opened my locker, stole my bag, which had my wallet and some valuables. I go to the reception, and this instructor, using a pair of pliers, forced the locker open, only to realize that it did not have my bag and that it had someone else's. I was really confused until the instructor pointed at a locker above the one he had just opened, and that locker had the keys inside the padlock still, covered with the box that they came in. We then opened that locker, and lo and behold, my bag was there. Needless to say, I was confused as hell, and I think so was the instructor when I handed him my keys from my phone case, which apparently weren't mine. But someone else had my keys too and switched my locker? It makes no sense considering each key is one of a kind. I have a feeling that very few will believe this actually happened, but I swear on my life, it's true. Weird thing happened. Statue people. This happened about a year or so ago. I live in Florida on the East Coast. I was driving home from an appointment on A1A. Along this section are several access points to the beach, so people are crossing. This was later in the evening, but it wasn't dark yet. I saw a couple on the sidewalk, mid-steps, but standing like statues, and I thought maybe they were just trying to be funny. A little ways further, I see another couple with a dog right at the corner about to cross over to the beach, except they were mid-step and also like statues, even the dog. My street was a bit further beyond. When I got home, I looked online to see if there was some weird trend where elderly couples were being statues, but I found nothing. I checked the Nextdoor app for the next week to see if there was some local prank going on, but also nothing. I was super freaked out and worried that I'm losing it, but it was real. I still think about it a lot.